WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, currently 71 degrees and partly cloudy at the KJAN studios in Atlantic, as we do look for that fog to clear out at some point this morning. As high should be 88 this afternoon. Northeast winds 5 to 10, and also still a slight chance of isolated showers and storms in the afternoon as well. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News, as the news is brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. A hit-and-run last Friday in Harlan led to a man suffering unknown injuries. Last Friday, police were called to the 2000 block of 7th Street to a person being struck by a vehicle, and the vehicle then leaving the scene. When officers arrived, they found that Jacob Reisgard was the victim of a hit-and-run. Reisgard was taken to the Mirchu Medical Center by private vehicle. The status of his injuries are not currently known. Following an investigation by Harlan police, they arrested 18-year-old Spencer Saylor with failure to stop and render aid. Saylor was also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of controlled substance, and willful injury. KJAN News Time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Montgomery County Sheriff's Office is reporting the arrest of a Villisca man Thursday on numerous charges. At about 2:30 last evening, 27-year-old Garrett Allen Winther was arrested for a valid warrant on several theft and drug charges. Winther was charged with theft fifth degree, possession of methamphetamine, marijuana, and also drug paraphernalia. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on full bond. The agency that helps feed thousands of low-income Western Iowans is making a move due to a significant increase in demand in recent months. Brian Barks, spokesperson for the Food Bank of Heartland, say they've outgrown their space in Omaha and move across town tomorrow.
I know there are those who would suggest that
the facility that we're moving into is about 30,000 square feet bigger than what we're currently in. We just needed a bigger facility in order to distribute the amount of food that we need to get out the door.
Last fall, the food bank launched a $5.9 million capital campaign with support from corporations, private foundations, and individuals. The facility serves the residents of 93 counties in Iowa and also eastern Nebraska. A Winterset woman was seriously injured after a rollover accident on Highway 169 this Thursday morning in Madison County. A 2005 Ford XST driven by 36-year-old Heather Megason was traveling south on 169 at about 5 o'clock yesterday morning. Megason says as she was driving, she saw a deer pass in front of her, which caused her to veer out of her way and miss that deer. Megason's vehicle crashed into a ditch after overturning. The car came to rest on its wheels. The Iowa State Patrol says Megason suffered serious injuries and was transported by Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. An update on her status is not currently available. Megason's vehicle was totaled in the crash as she was cited for failure to maintain control. Police in Glenwood are reporting the thefts of two vehicles on Thursday. Reports say a 1988 Harley-Davidson model XLH-1200 was stolen from a shed on Green Street at some time on Thursday. The cycle is blue with three yellow triangles on each side. The license plate is 9485NA. Police also report the theft of on Townsend Street of a silver 2004 Dodge Stratus sometime on Thursday. The license plate on that Stratus was 9485NA. You can call the Glenwood Police Department at 527-9920 if you have any information. A spokesperson for the U.S. Postal Service says his office has been inundated with phone calls since the announcement that 178 post offices could be closed in Iowa, including four locations here in southwest Iowa, in Cumberland, Lewis, Brayton, and also in Kimbleton. Richard Walkin says the reality is that there has to be some changes in postal operations.
Basically, what it boils down to is that a retail network which is larger than Walmart, Starbucks, and McDonald's combined is no longer sustainable. I mean, it worked decades ago, but in 2011, a system that employs as many people as we do with as many facilities as we have, given the significant drop in mail volume, is unsustainable.
Watkins says the Postal Service is realigning itself and not shutting down operations.
Unlike other businesses who may have left town in these smaller rural communities, say 15 or 20 years ago, those businesses aren't coming back. Postal Service isn't going anywhere. We're still going to be there delivering mail. We're still going to be selling stamps and delivering packages, accepting packages and cards and letters as outgoing mail and so forth. But we simply have to find a way to become to remain viable.
Watkins says Iowa is a good example of the problems they have, as the state has 900 post offices. Now, taking a look at state news, campaign officials say debt calling negotiations in Washington have forced U.S. Senator Rand Paul to skip a trip to Iowa. The Republican from Kentucky had planned to stop at 11 Iowa cities. The presidential campaign says the canceled visits are scheduled today and tomorrow. The Iowa Board of Regents will consider possible program cuts at the state's public universities. The potential cuts come after state funding to the universities was slashed by about 5.4%. The regents meet next week in Cedar Falls to discuss those cuts. A family practice doctor in Mason City has been charged with failing to register in Iowa as a sex offender. Dr. Casey Klo remains free on bond. His attorney says Klo was convicted in Minnesota of having sexual contact with an underage girl, but he wasn't required to register after the conviction was expunged. And finally, Daytona 500 winner Trevor Bayne has committed to next week's NASCAR race at Iowa Speedway, as Bayne missed May's event at the track because of illness. Speedway officials say Carl Edwards and Brad Keselowski will enter the race on August 6th. KJAN News Time is now 7:13.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Now, taking a look at our funeral announcement, 60-year-old Robert English of Harlan died on Monday at the Mercy Medical Center. Funeral services for Robert English will be held this morning at 10:30 at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 93-year-old Maxine Ann Artinson of Avoca, and formerly from Shelby, died on Sunday at the Avoca Nursing and Rehab Center in Avoca. Funeral services for Maxine Ann Artinson will be held this afternoon at 1:30 at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. And Janet Margaret Hines died on Monday in Park Rapids, Minnesota. Services for Janet Margaret Hines are currently pending, as Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca will have the arrangements for her service. And that's news on KJAN, as the news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription.